Hi, my name is Andrea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how can I help you?
I was calling because I had a few questions about the COVID testing, reporting the positives and the negatives.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we've recently been told that we need to send our positives and our negatives to ADPH, and we need copies of all y'all's regulations and also the CLIA lab.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so you're a health provider.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, and you're saying that you're needing to actually report the positive and negative, or what was that exact issue?
Like, we need what the regulations are now for reporting the positives and the negatives. Like, if we can get it, like, something written out or something typed up about what y'all's regulations are.
Okay. All right. As far as the regulation, okay. Let's see.
You know how they'll tell you what site to go to, what to put in, and all that.
Okay. All right, sir. Let me see, because as far as that, let me look and see exactly what's needed. Just bear with me one moment, please, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, because on ADPH's website, there is a link for healthcare providers to use the online COVID-19 report card to report the test results there, and that would be what you would need to use there, and it will let you know everything that you need to put in there.
But okay, so my question is, when I ask about the results of tests, there's like 20-25 different SARS COVIDs on there. How do we know which one's ours?
Okay, I am not entirely sure, because right now this line we're only really providing information for the public as far as providing them information about testing and answering basic questions about the COVID-19. For that, you would need to actually reach out to ADPH directly for that one.
All right, do you have the number?
Okay, let me see if I have a number for that. One moment, please. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just looking for the correct number for this one.
Also,
okay,
how do I go to look at?
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
How do I look through the regulations again? Where do I go to? I need you go to ADPH, where else?
Okay, yes, if you go to adph.org, and there is a section where you can go about if you're a healthcare provider. Actually, directly on the website, the front page of the website, if you look under the How Do I section, one of the options is reporting COVID-19 results. And it has information there that would be helpful for you. Okay. And as far as the direct number for ADPH, let me know if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. And that's going to be 1-800-252.
Mm-hmm.
1-818.
All right. I don't think so.
Okay.
What do I need to ask for? Would it take center of the whole operating system again?
I'm not entirely certain because I haven't called that number personally myself, but if you do get someone on the line, then they'll be able to direct you to the right place if the automatic prompts did not help you.
Because I know I asked this week to somebody about the COVID test, and they sent me to you guys. I'm just trying to make sure I don't get sent back here.
Okay. Just make sure to let them know that you are a healthcare provider and that you need to actually speak to someone about that and not be sent to the regular consumer line.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. And I hope that we were able to help. If you do need more, if you need more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.